Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Damn, that's a good Capri Sun.
I've had better.
Okay, well, thanks, guys. Welcome to the fucking podcast. This is episode 2. We got Matt Watson.
That's me.
We got me, Ryan McGee, and a special guest.
Hello, everyone. My name is Frank Jeffsy, and in today's special podcast, we are going to be talking about things. First thing I want to talk about is memes. So, have you guys...
What
have
a
you
segue, gents? Frank.
Have you
what
find
a fucking
gents
segue that
seen
was.
Any good memes recently?
Dude. Frank, the one reason we wanted to have you on this podcast was to talk about memes. And, like, we're not even a minute in, and it's just jumping straight into the memes.
Well, because we've got to get to the meat of the subject. And
well,
so.
Okay, I came to pick you up, Frank.
Yeah.
To bring you over to our luscious new apartment.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah, thank you very much. You were talking about memetics?
Yeah, memetics is the actual term for memes that we shorten up. Yeah, it's called
wait,
memetics.
Really?
Yeah. The actual study of memes is called memetics.
Wait, there's an actual study?
Yeah, it's an actual scientific term that people like found in the last 50 years. They're like, hey, memetics, that's a cool, interesting cultural trait movement sort of stuff. It's basically like units of culture, and that is what a meme is. And then on the internet, people were like bringing it up like, oh, so pictures with like words on it are memes? It's like, no, it's like things that certain traits that internet characteristics have that people replicate are memes. So memes are basically like weird, contagious viruses that exist in people's subconscious that like grow and fester over periods of time. So it's like,
dude.
Yeah, so
you're explaining this in the most just beautiful, delicate way possible.
We have the fucking meme professor himself.
Yeah, like
Dank Jav Memes.
Dank Jav Memes is my professional name. Look that up on Google. You'll get all my LinkedIn information.
Do you have a LinkedIn?
No.
I think I actually have a LinkedIn.
I had a LinkedIn and I added like a bunch of music industry people onto it. And it's kind
of
useless.
Did any of them add you back?
No.
Did you add like, what did you add? Like Kanye West?
No. It wasn't like Kanye. It was like A&Rs or people that looked for music. But like, fuck that. I ain't about that life anymore. I'm all about the meme life.
You've thrown away your music career for internet memes.
Yeah.
Garfield. Lasagna.
Yeah, lasagna. Like, I noticed that sort of shit. Like, little things like that. Like, they permeate through culture and then people bring them back. Like, when we did the Simpsons video, mm-hmm. we were on the edge of evolving a meme, which is now the Simpsons. Like, they're everywhere now. Everyone wants to meme the Simpsons. Like, the fucking Marge crumping became a huge meme for,
yeah.
like a week. But we were on the verge of... There's, like... It's called, like, memetic genesis or something, where it's, like, right before a meme evolves, like, you have to mutate it so that it evolves in a way that people will be easily to, like, spread it. Because it's all organic. Like, it's like a virus. Like, that's why I look at Vaporwave like an organic virus that just infects people. Like, once they got the idea of it and I mutated the Vaporwave meme, people were like, oh, it's more accessible to the mainstream. And now everyone is putting Roman busts and purple lights everywhere.
Frank, dude, how do you know so much shit about memes? Like,
he looked it up on the internet, dude.
Yeah,
he's a fucking professor now.
Yeah, fucking Wikipedia. You know what I hate about college? Like, when they'd be like, oh, don't cite fucking Wikipedia. It's like, fucking Wikipedia is everything.
I hated that. They're like... Yeah, Wikipedia is not a credible source. Everyone gets their information off Wikipedia.
Yeah.
just because anyone can edit it, like
well, it's not that true anymore. Yeah. It's not like anyone can just go fucking change a page. Because
there's mods that like keep it
Someone
really...
Someone made a Wikipedia page for me back in 2012, and within the first minute they deleted it because I wasn't significant enough.
Really?
Yeah. And I screenshotted it, so like if I ever get a Wikipedia page, but yeah, it said like insignificant. I was like, holy shit.
What
like,
a fucking slap to the face.
I know.
Ouch.
I need
you
to get more
prove
significant.
Them wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to. If I ever get a Wikipedia, like, would you guys ever want a Wikipedia page?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I feel like your best shot right now at getting a Wikipedia page is like getting an entry in the official memes like definition like Wikipedia page.
That'd be really nice.
Like, yeah, like basically there'd be a little subsection of the page about memes about like Professor Contreras and like his contribution to the study of memes and the field of meme science.
There's actually fucking people that are meme historians and they get paid to like yeah, they do. I've seen a
Frank.
Couple and it's like this
I'm gonna
one
look up right now meme history.
Yeah, meme
you
history.
Keep talking. I'm going to look it up.
There was
right now.
There's actually an article about this one chick. She has like blue hair and like the female fedora glasses and she's like, "Hi, I'm a meme historian." And
like so can just anything be a job title these days?
Well, yeah, what are we doing?
Okay. Perfect point proven right there. Yeah. That's a good one.
I looked up meme historian and the fucking that aliens guy came up.
That's what's popular right now, but I know there are people out there who like the whole like meme the I can't has cheeseburger thing, like they they started the whole like, oh, let's start historically looking at memes and see where they evolve from.
Oh yeah, know your meme.
Yeah, know your meme. So that's like another one of
I like them on Facebook and I always see like basically just like news articles about like trending memes popping up. Let's talk about old memes because you know we've all been on the internet for a while.
Yeah.
And basically, like thinking back to some old ass memes, like one that I remember a lot was the old Legend of Zelda game for the CDI.
Oh yeah, all the fucking YouTube hoops that existed.
Yeah, and
I love
like,
that shit.
I wonder what's for dinner. All that shit. Remember that?
Yeah.
Ryan, do you know what we're talking about?
Not at all.
Did you ever do the YouTube poop memes? Like those are huge.
I don't know.
They're
I know
great.
What YouTube poops are. I'm lost.
Like
completely.
It started off with that. Like people were just like, oh, taking all old footage of like Nintendo's like cartoons, and then they were editing it in like certain ways. Like Mama Luigi.
I hope she made lots of spaghetti.
Yeah,
like that
like shit
yeah.
like that. But like the thing is, like it became a meme in a way where like it affected a bunch of people where they're like, I want to make art out of it. I don't know why. And then like a shit ton of people start like coming together to create art over like just random obscure just like images and videos and stuff, and that's where the meme starts. It affects everyone's subconscious where it makes them want to create art of that art, and it's like it grows from there.
So they're becoming a legitimate thing, but they're stuck with the name memes.
Yeah,
well, like the, memes. Well, that's
memes
done.
It's short for memetics, which is like
memes is short for memetics.
Yeah,
like. Memetic? No.
Yeah, it is.
Memes came first before memetics.
No, memetics came first before memes.
Frank knows what he's talking about.
Yeah,
dude.
It was done by Richard Dawkins, who's like this, like...
What?
The atheist?
Yeah. No, he invented memetics in like
what
the 70s.
No, okay.
What?
I'm
telling me Richard Dawkins, like, just basically coined the term meme?
Yeah. Like,
what?
Back in the 70s, like, before anything was even a thing. It was, like, more of a cultural thing. Like fucking wearing bell-bottom pants and having an afro was considered a meme because people were
oh
just, like...
Oh, my God.
Is he right? Is he right?
Please.
Okay, here we go. Memetics is the theory of mental content based on an analogy, I can't read. I'm stupid. With Darwinian evolution originating from the popularization of Richard Dawkins' 1976 book, The Selfish Gene. The meme. Yep. Yeah. He's right.
Wow.
To a gene has conceived
like,
a unit of. Damn. I never would have expected Richard Dawkins to have like.
Yeah, he
helped
the
memes come along.
Dude, fucking what? 99% of the internet doesn't understand. Like you've just opened my eyes to the whole world of like the sub level, the like just everything within the meme. Like there's so much within it I never knew.
It meme is evolution. To meme is to evolve. Like I think it's really strange.
To
like
meme is to evolve?
Yeah, because like
there's a quote.
Yeah, quote me on that and then there'll be a picture of my face with like fucking
to meme is to evolve. Yeah.
Create like your fucking like Vine compilations with that quote with sad music.
To meme is to evolve. What am I gonna put with Vine compilation and sad?
Because Vine memes thrive on Vine.
Yeah, vines are another form of that whole like genetic stuff. Yeah, like stuff like that.
These nuts.
Sometimes when I hang out with people, they just quote memes, and it's like, what the fuck's going on with society?
That's awesome. Dude, honestly, to a T.
It's cool. I love you guys.
You mad, bro?
Am I?
It's a meme.
Oh, I didn't know.
You
that.
Mad, bro? Yeah, like Bad Luck Brian.
Dude, it's one of the rare Pepes.
What the fuck is that?
Frank, what do you mean you don't? What?
You don't know what Pepe is?
No, I fucking love Pepe.
Oh, okay, dude! Okay. For a second, I was like, "Wait, you mean the meme man himself? White?"
Yeah, it's called acting.
Ow, dude, Frank, you're a fucking good actor, man.
Thanks. I actually learned how to act from a transgendered black woman who used to do heroin and prostitute herself. She'd always call me an angel. She'd be like, "Don't let." she'd be like, "Don't be afraid to soar, my angel." And I was like, "Cool." Dude, but she ended up hating me because I would
describe this acting class.
It was really weird. It was like a bunch of like fucking like middle class white kids like wanting to be like Disney Channel stars in college, and I just showed up and I was like going through this weird phase where I'd wear like trench coats and like fucking beanies and just like really disgusting.
So you're not getting hired. You go to a place that works with like Disney kid type people.
You know, it was in college. It was in college. Yeah, I went to Cal State Long Beach, which is a school in Long Beach where I picked up my marijuana addiction.
There we go.
And I lived in Snoop Dogg's old house once. That was really cool.
What?
No, I thought it was. Because, like, my friends, when they moved into their apartment, someone, like, painted on the wall, "Snoop Dogg lived here." And we were
See,
like, what the fuck?
Frank, that's smart. Because now people are only going to remember, Frank, Snoop Dogg's house. He used to live in that. And that's the only thing they're going to remember. They're not going to remember that you quickly went, "No, I'm just kidding."
It's just that one little moment.
Although I was in the same neighborhood Sublime was from. And that was really interesting.
Sublime with Rome?
Is that something to be proud of?
I don't know. Because that neighborhood was shitty. It was so scary. Like, I never went outside.
Sublime has, like, two good songs. And the rest are just absolute shit.
Yeah. I fucking hate that. Well, I hate their new stuff. But their old stuff was pretty good. Like when I get onto my ska phase.
Fucking take them off the burner, you know, real quick. What did they do to
311?
You?
311? What about 311?
What did Sublime do to you?
It's a long story.
It's just a bad band.
It's a long story. Honestly, me and Sublime have a history together. There's always a Sublime.
I choked on my fucking Capri Sun. I'm so sorry. I was laughing and I choked.
No, it's because let's just say during very crucial, sad moments in my life, a Sublime song was somehow playing on the radio at the right time. Sometimes when I upload videos, people be like, "Holy shit, I was doing that just thing right now, and then you made a video about it." I'm like, yeah, it happens. Like my Simpsons wave. Like when I made Simpsons wave, people were like, that was like a thing that was about to blow up, and then I made it, and now there's more Simpsons wave out in the world.
Dude, Simpson Wave, it's blowing up, and I think that you definitely, you know, gave that genre a little kickstart.
Yeah.
But, yeah, on what you were saying a minute ago, something weird is I've always had this thing, and my dad does too, where it's like I'll think of something, like an episode of a TV show, like within the same day I'll see it on TV. And it's like I've always done that, and it's so fucking weird.
It's that's called synchronicity. That's a Carl Jung invention. He studied with Freud, who basically set up modern-day psychology. But Carl Jung, he was into synchronicities, which was like coincidences or stuff like that. And I really fucked heavy with that for a while in my music. I could be like, "Oh, we're like, here's a synchronicity between you and I. Our birthdays are really close to each other, and we both had projects named Kids with Something." Because I had kids without instruments, and he had kids with problems.
Oh,
and I thought
shit.
That was a synchronous moment.
Frank, you're sending bullets through my universe right now. You're blowing it to pieces.
That's
dude.
What happens. Like, I'm really into quantum physics and stuff. Like, if you read up on quantum physics, it says, like, there are infinite number of possible universes and realities that exist. And we all exist in, like, little slivers of just time where we all exist at one point together. And we're making a podcast in this point of our existence.
Stop, you're scaring me. Stop.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're breaking my brain right
I'll
now.
I'll talk more about... Let's see.
Get back to the memes, Frank.
Yeah, well, let's see. What's my favorite meme? You know what I hate? I fucking hate long boy memes. It's like someone...
What is that?
What's a long boy
meme? Yeah, it's just like Frank. Someone uploaded a cylinder and they're like, "He's long." And people are like, "Oh, great meme." It's
dude,
like stupid
I don't,
shit like that.
Like, you know what
okay,
I love?
Just fuck long boy memes, Frank.
Yeah,
Frank Johnson.
Quote me on that.
a lot of quotables in here.
I hope so.
From the meme master himself.
Dude, you know what I love? When, like, I've seen this before. Like, people I went to high school with and stuff, on their Facebook, they like when they try to turn themselves into a meme.
Oh my god.
Where they'll take, like, a funny, like, selfie of themselves and put a caption on it that's just, like, really bad. And they'll be like, "Go ahead, guys, make your own."
Okay, speaking of stalking people from high school, actually, there's a Playboy playmate who used to go to my high school, and I only ever seen her and talked to her once, but she was cool. She was dating Hugh Hefner's son.
Yeah, Ann Watson.
Yeah.
Ryan?
No, but for real, she was dating Hugh Hefner's son, but they broke up because he beat her. And it was like a huge public thing, and I was like, "Wow, she's the most famous person from my high school." So Maybe
what an uncomfortable thing to laugh at.
Yeah, well,
he abused her. Yes.
Oh, that's funny. Speaking of fucking, what's the word? Spousal abuse. I was watching a Bobby Brown music video this morning, and he beat up like Whitney Houston. I don't know if they're together, but the music was good. Holy
shit.
What do
you mean you don't know if they're together? Whitney Houston's dead.
Yeah, well,
yeah, so they're obviously not together.
Obviously not together. Does this podcast have a name? Is it just like,
Super Mega Cast?
Super Mega Cast?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I can dig that.
Yeah, dude.
I like the word super and mega because they're both the same thing, but not.
Yeah, they're pretty much the, like, When we were naming it, mm-hmm. it was originally called Sellout Club.
Yeah.
Because we were like, because we thought that people were going to call us sellouts. Yeah. Because we had a sketch comedy channel.
Well, yeah, we have a, and I was a part of a, like, we were both a part of another sketch comedy channel, Syndigo, and then after that, Kids with Problems. So it's like, we were both known for sketch comedy, and all of a sudden going into gaming, we were kind of afraid
yeah.
people would just call us out. So we kind of wanted to get ahead
yeah.
of them just doing that. And so we're like, okay, why not? Sellout Club.
Yeah.
And then we just thought on it for a while.
And it sounded like, negative.
Yeah, it just sounded negative.
So we're like, wait, what's a good name? And then we were like, let's call it Super Mega Happy Playtime or something. And then,
it was Super Mega Playtime.
Yeah, Super Mega Playtime yeah. show. And then
yep.
and then was, from there we're like, well, that's too long. We need something catchier and shorter and something people can remember. And it's just like, what about Super Mega? It's just two words that
yeah.
mean the same thing.
I like
very
it.
Catchy. So.
Yeah, it's catchy. It reminds me of Super Nintendo and like the Mega. What was it? No, that was the Master System for our Sega.
The Super Mega Nintendo?
Yeah, Super
the console
Nintendo.
That barely anyone knows about.
Yeah, it's the one that used CDs and had like its own drink dispenser. I want one of those. Have you seen those fucking like? They're
what?
Like, yeah, there's like a soda machine where you can turn anything into soda. I kind of want one.
Oh, the yeah, the Soda Stream
yeah,
or something like that.
I would be down for making
so pretty much
soda.
It just puts carbonated
yeah,
water
it just,
into.
No, what it does is it's a little thing that you put like a drink in and it
yeah.
carbonates it. So you can
okay.
put like juice in and it carbonates it or water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had this really weird phase where I wanted to blend a bunch of foods together and make like my own smoothie shop, but it'd be like meat and stuff, like spaghetti. Like
I don't
blended
think people,
spaghetti.
I don't think people
put
would
some
buy
carbonated
that.
In there, make spaghetti soda, sell it to people.
So you'd make a Jamba Juice, but that only serves ground up spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, or like cheeseburger or
stop,
Frank. I appreciate your ingenuity
yeah.
and your creativity, but uh-huh. I don't think that idea would take off the ground.
Whoa, wait.
Sorry, I was burping.
Mm-hmm.
My dad met a homeless man in a tent mm-hmm. in Northern.
What?
It'll never end. My dad met this homeless man in a tent in the mountains of North Carolina.
Nice.
And he makes like moonshine in the backwoods, and he gave my dad some, and I had some, and it tasted like gasoline.
Oh shit!
Probably it might have just been gasoline, and this homeless man gave my dad gasoline.
Yeah,
and my
like,
dad
want
was
some
like,
gasoline. Sure.
There's a cold case opening right now, and they're coming for you, Matt.
Really?
Underage drinking.
Oh,
thanks for
no.
slurping your goddamn Capri Sun into the fucking.
I can do it again.
Nice. I love those sounds. They give me asthma tingles. I've been doing some asthma shit recently. I did asthma narrative.
Wait.
ASMR?
Do you legitimately call it asthma?
Yeah, I just call it asthma. It's easier. ASMR takes too long. Asthma is the pop name. It's easier. Like
asthma. Okay. I could see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to do more asthma stuff, but I'm not sure if it's kind of weird. Like, because I don't get tingles.
It is weird.
I've never watched an asthma video and
no,
I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I watch them and I'm like,
I have ASMR and I get tingles and it's fucking awesome.
Maybe it's because you're more superior to me in the evolutionary scale of life.
I don't know how that would make me more superior. Like what evolutionary benefit does ASMR have?
Probably something like if there's predators coming, you're like, oh my spidey senses are tingling, and
you're like,
oh wait
you're
a
like,
second,
I'm like,
what was that thought? ASMR with what predators?
You
what?
Know.
What?
Yeah.
Like predators, like in Predator versus
like a snake.
Alien?
They're snakey.
Oh, I thought
like
you meant like the predators for, like from Predator versus Alien.
No, like,
I'm just imagining like being out in the woods as like a caveman, and then there's like a tiger, and he's like, hey guys, today I'm gonna be stalking some prey.
And then he
gets his tingles, and he's like, oh, I gotta get out of here.
Uh-oh.
See, that's what evolution's all about, memes.
Dude, wait, bringing it back full circle.
Yeah, because memes is everything.
Memes
Jesus
is
Christ.
Everything.
There's
memes.
Another great quote from Frank Johnson.
Memes
is everything.
You know what's funny? I actually read this book on how to get people like invested in art. It's called Riveted, The Art of Seduction or some shit like that.
That sounds like just a creepy pickup book.
Yeah,
like...
actually, it's not seduction, the art of our art of being enthralling. And one thing is to make sure, like, paradoxical statements. Like saying less is more is paradoxical. So it, like, when people are like, what? How could less mean more? Like, those are the quotes that stand out. Like, anything you could put on a fridge is somehow, like, relatable in, like, this weird, like, artsy way.
Like, if I have, like, a sticky note on the fridge that says butter, milk, eggs, like, things I need to buy.
I mean, that's the list, but I'm talking about, like, things to get people, like, invested into, like, your art.
A shopping list, Matt.
One time my friend, he had a... He had, what's it called? He had, what's the thing? No, one of the other one. He had, what the fuck is it called? Where you, like, jumble up letters.
Dyslexia?
Yeah, he was dyslexic.
Frank, you're sitting here, like, telling us about all this, like, super crazy smart science stuff. And then you're like, what's that thing where you mix up letters?
Well, I don't fucking know. Well, he was dyslexic, and I remember one
time.
Dyslexic?
He mixes up his dice?
Yeah. He wrote on my refrigerator, cup of noobles. And I was like, what the fuck? Cup of noobles.
Sure, it's not just some homeless guy that started just crashing
in your place. Technically was.
You're just like
one.
Just
holy
put whatever
shit.
You want up on the fridge. Cup of noobles.
Cup of noobles. It was all spelled all wrong and like it was all just lopsided. No, but for real, he
lives in a tent.
I don't know.
Inside.
It's the same guy who gave my dad the moonshine.
You never know. It could be. He exists everywhere. Don't you guys know a homeless guy that's cool?
Yeah, let's talk about him, Ryan.
Let's talk about Dirk.
Dirk, my man, Dirk.
I'll meet Dirk one day.
Dude, we'll take you out to meet Dirk.
Usually chilling out at the Silver Lake McDonald's.
Yeah, so Dirk, let me give some background. So Dirk is a homeless man that Ryan and I have been encountering since like mid-August 2015. So the Silver Lake area of Los Angeles has a lot of homeless people.
And a lot of hipsters.
Well, most of the Los Angeles area has homeless people.
Yeah.
That's true.
All
but
of Los Angeles, there's no home. There's just hell on
earth. Los Angeles is just one
another
big
quote from Frank, guys. We're on a roll today.
Thanks. That's all I do is speak quotes.
So basically, Dirk is this guy that
not his real name actually.
No, but it's just the name we gave him.
We don't
him.
Know his real name.
I was in the drive-thru at McDonald's, and basically he used to sit outside McDonald's. Now he's a very scary looking man. He looks like.
Does he have that like those eyes? Because you can tell someone's crazy.
Yeah,
by their
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah. He definitely has those eyes, and he has very frayed look about him.
Yeah.
And I had my window down, and I looked over, and he's sitting on the sidewalk, and he looked at me, and just went, and just made this creepy sound, and I just drove off. So then, like from then on, I kept seeing him everywhere around Silver Lake, just like walking down the sidewalk and stuff, and I mean, then Ryan and I started seeing him. We started encountering him. You have any stories about him, Ryan?
No. Well, just like weird instances, like how we always get updates on his life. Like one time it was raining and he used like one of those like sheet covers to cover
himself.
Like of course the most recent one he got one of the freshest cuts I've ever seen.
Dirk got a fucking bomb ass haircut. Like we just looked one day, we didn't even recognize him. We saw him sitting on the side of the road and he just had this fucking ballin' like fade and shit.
And he did. It was a fade, dude.
But it was like
nice. It was really good fade.
And what I'm wondering, but like nothing against him. I feel bad for him, but like yeah. I'm wondering if like all this time he's been collecting change, it hasn't been for food or cigarettes
just
or alcohol.
To get that nice
it's just been for that haircut.
He just looks good though.
Yeah.
With that haircut.
He's tan as fuck too.
Nice. Well, that's what happens.
It's all the rage these days.
But like, if you go to Santa Monica, you'll notice like not even homeless people, but like if you go down to Santa Monica, you'll see a lot of just kind of like people that
like
are bronzed
bums.
As fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe him. He's bronze. Like he's like a beautiful bronze statue.
Statue made out of pennies and it's funny. Like each time I encounter a homeless person in Los Angeles or just like a crazy schizophrenic person in LA, like I'm always thinking like what if they're like a genie in disguise testing me or some sort of magical entity
this.
And it's like what if I do what they tell me to do, maybe they'll give me a wish.
Suck this dick, boy.
It's like,
oh, okay.
Will you touch my penis? Stick that pinky up my toot hole.
Dude, Frank, if a homeless person asked you to do that and you genuinely thought they
thinking
were a genie,
he's a genie,
yeah.
Would you do it?
I don't know. It depends on my vibes.
He wants his fucking three wishes, dude. Of course he's going to do it.
I would wish for so many cool things. What would you guys wish for if you met a genie? What would your three wishes be?
Oh, Jesus.
You'd wish for Jesus?
That's not, that's Jesus. It's not one of them.
Ryan, he's already here in your life. He's everywhere.
Universal, let's see, three. I don't think I can come up with a solid three. I don't have the opportunity.
Okay, then just one wish. You get one wish.
Or
just,
how about we get a bunch of wishes? What would one of the wishes be?
Well, yeah,
because it's hard getting one. Because then I just feel okay. Yeah. What would Matt? You started off.
Oh, dude, I don't even know.
Yeah, it's so hard, right?
What would you wish for, Frank?
Come back to me.
Well, honestly, I have two options: either like a million tons of gold in which I can sell to people.
Wait. If you had a million tons of gold, the value of gold would go so low down.
Yeah, that's the paradoxical stuff of wishes. Or to be united consciousness with the entire universe and become my own living god.
Oh, wow. I think I came up with mine. Mine would be a lifetime of financial stability. Not necessarily rich, but basically just
comfortable.
Yeah, just comfortable. Therefore, I could go after the things I want to, like venture off and do the things that I want to, like short films. You and I have been talking. We would like to do short films, put time towards that. And like other just artistic projects that we want to do besides stuff with Kids with Problems and Super Mega. I just feel like if I was financially stable 100%, like for the rest of my life, and I knew that, then I wouldn't be afraid of trying certain things, filming certain things, going out and doing certain things, just because I knew that I would have that back layer to fall back on if that failed or something. Yeah. I'm not saying that that's stopping me now from doing that stuff. It just makes it a little more difficult to kind of see those come into fruition.
Yeah. That's why I invest in gold. That's why I would get a bunch of gold.
I want to point this out. So like, Frank's two wishes, it went from like the most childish wish, like I wish I had a million pounds of gold, to the most like deep, like I wish I could be like my own god of consciousness. It just like, and then Ryan's was this very just like heartful, just like real wish, and now I'm sitting here still trying to decide
in
what mine would be.
Of both like opposites.
Yeah,
there's a lot of pressure on you right now, Matt.
I wish that I
You wish for the cure for cancer, right?
Well, if I don't want to.
Wait, are you saying that you wouldn't wish?
No, I want that absolutely, but I.
But that's not going to be your wish.
No, you just.
You're not going to waste your wish.
Ryan, you're putting me in a very awkward position here because I wanted to have a good wish. No, not that it's not a good wish. Not that it's not a good wish. What I'm saying is that, like, you're putting me in this place. I need some Capri Sun. Hold on.
You contemplate that. You sip on that while you think about that.
Sip on it real good, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I know my wish.
Unlimited Capri Sun.
No, I would. So first, I would have two of my bottom ribs would have to be like gone, and then basically I would turn my dick into a flute, and when I blew into it, the noise would come out of my asshole. And I could just, like, maneuver the balls to make, like, change the pitch. So I could just blow into my dick like a flute, and it would be really – and I'd be able to sell out shows around the world. Because people would want to fucking see that. People would pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars for tickets to see a dude go on stage, drop his pants, and then put his mouth around his own cock and fiddle with his balls and play beautiful music out of his ass.
Wow. That sounds a lot like a Let's Play. So anyway.
yes, Frank.
Thanks.
Dude, that's the best thing you've said all night. Holy shit.
I still memes is life.
Memes is life, yeah. Because technically I should say memes are life, but because I said it wrong, it resonates with people more.
Dude, it's funny. It's like bad grammar, like sarcasm.
Yeah, I do that all the time, but people like, okay, Poe's Law. You guys need to know what Poe's Law means.
Dude, enlighten us.
Yeah, Poe's Law means...
General Poe's Chicken.
Yeah, if you don't... What the fuck is that?
So's? General Sal, how do you fucking...
I don't know how you say General Sal's... I've always said General Sal's, but I'm also from the South, so maybe they say it fucked
up. You guys live in a totally different kingdom.
I think it's so.
So?
General Sal's chicken.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, Poe's Law states, without clear author's intent, any satire will be seen as genuine. So, like, if you're like, I'm going to make fun of these people, ironically, if you don't tell anyone straight up, I'm making fun of these people, people are going to think you're being genuine.
It's I like, see. Well, I see a lot of that. I feel like that's just people who don't get the joke, who just stupid can't perceive it.
It's like one time I saw someone make, like, a really fine, like, you know, what's it called? Like, computer text art, where, like, they use just the font to make art?
Yeah, the, like...
I saw someone make, like, Peter Griffin smoking a joint, and on the joint it said dubstep, and I was like, is this authentic? Like... Does someone spend hours of their time making this ironically, or is this like a genuine thing? And most of the time, I think it's just good being genuine.
Holy shit. We just moved into this new apartment and our walls are empty and we need art. I would love to have that on our wall.
I can paint on your wall. I'm going to use my blood and my semen and I will paint you something beautiful. It'll just be a white, red painting of me in the nude.
Frank,
yeah.
Don't do that.
Why?
Don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Why? Please.
That's a good way for us to lose our security deposit.
Having your fucking cum and blood smeared on our wall. And I can picture them coming in and we're just like, what? What? You said we could put art on the wall.
I'm not going to put it on your wall. I'm going to put it in a frame and give it to you.
Well, no, you didn't specify that. You said you were just going to like paint on the wall.
Well, fine then. I'll do something else. I'll give you art. Or maybe we should... ask for art and get a... Would you guys get a P.O. box and be like, send us art?
Yeah, we're considering getting a P.O. box.
I want a P.O. box. I've always... Because, like, people... You know what I hate? Like, I'm at this level in my career where people that are, like, really well off, like, showing me their studios. They're like, check out all my cool stuff. I wish you had this. It's like, what the fuck? Like, I get snapshots
I wish you had this.
Yeah, and it's like, well, then fucking buy my album.
That sounds like some fucking thing you would send an ex. Yeah. You wish you had this.
You know what sucks? My current girlfriend always shows me what my ex is doing because of Snapchat. And it's so crazy. She's like, hey, look at what your ex is doing. She's at Coachella. You're not at Coachella. And
I'm like, oh my God. Like, do you... Jesus.
Because they're friends.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah, it's really strange.
That's uncomfortable.
She says they're friends, but
that's awkward.
It's all social media. That's so crazy. Social media is the main reason, like, we actually know each other and we met. Like,
yeah, I met Frank through Twitter.
Yeah, and I didn't even think you were real for a while.
Why?
Because I thought you were messing with me.
Did you think? Why? Wait, why did you think I was messing with you?
I don't know.
What did I do to make you think that?
You were just like, it's so weird when someone just comes up and is like, hey, I like your videos. Let's collab sometime. And I was like, what the fuck? This has never happened to me before. Is this real? I thought I was going to, like, walk in through the door and you were going to be, like, an elaborate, like, Mexican drug scheme and I was going to end up in, like, the drug cartels or something.
It's more of, what is this 12-year-old doing messaging me?
It happens. Now I get that a lot. Ever since blowing up, kind of. Like, just a bunch of 12-year-olds are like, I like your stuff. We should collaborate sometime. And I was like, how?
Yeah, exactly. Ryan and I, we get emails.
Tell them about the most recent email.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to tell them about a few emails that we got just today. So basically... One of the emails was this guy who has, I don't even think he has a YouTube channel yet, just some like little guy, and he was like, hey, I like your stuff, I want to make a YouTube channel, and I want you guys to be my editors, and I'll give you 25% of the revenue I make.
He doesn't even have his YouTube channel start up.
And he
sees the amount of effort we put into our channel, I guess, with the editing, blah, 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 but it's like... What
if he gave us 25%? Each of us would get 12.5% of what, like,
of zero subscribers.
Yeah,
of $0.
So it's like
for a lot of work. Like, it takes like it's a
oh
lot
yeah
of time
editing these videos. It's not something you can just do at 3 a.m. It's not totally not what we do every night before.
Yeah, we're trying. Well, we just moved. We're gonna get on that.
Yeah. Sorry if the audio quality of this podcast is not the best. It'll get better, I promise. We're still setting everything up.
I still love this place. This place has such good vibes. Like, I walked in,
thanks,
and I was
dude.
Like, "Fuck yeah,
dude!"
Like,
thanks.
Your IKEA furniture.
It's good. It's nice IKEA
I
furniture.
Love IKEA.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, You can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I actually put together an IKEA desk the other day.
I like putting together IKEA furniture.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle. It's like an adult puzzle.
Exactly.
It's exactly like Bionicles.
Is it?
Yeah,
is
Bionicles come with those fucking instructions that sometimes you're like, what? Is this part missing? How do I fucking do this? Because, like, yeah. I love how IKEA sometimes it goes from step one, two, okay, I'm good, three, awesome. Then from three to four, it's like, it's almost like a stick, and then it turns into a chair.
Yeah. It's so weird, because, like, the way it's, like, designed, it's like, what the fuck am I doing? And then, like, when you're done, it's like, oh, okay, I guess it was cool, but the angles are always so off.
I'm sure people are loving this relatable IKEA conversation.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, let's talk about relatable things. Though.
Wait. I want to finish talking about the emails. I got another email today at the Kids of Props.
Did you tell me
email.
About this one?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
This guy legitimately, he has a charity in Uganda, and he invited Ryan and I to come to Uganda, and he would pay for our trip to Uganda. And to just so we could help out his charity.
Oh my god!
And it's like,
I would love to do that. Except the stipulation was we have to put
together like a team of other YouTubers to promote
fucking
the charity,
Avengers style, like Nick Fury style. Put together a team of super YouTubers,
a team of super YouTubers, and it takes place in fucking Uganda.
Like, who are we gonna fucking? Let's just like, hey, fucking like PewDiePie, want to come to Uganda with us?
Sure, bros.
Could you imagine, like, though, if, like, you actually filmed it, like, a legit documentary series?
We go to Uganda with PewDiePie.
Yeah.
God,
it
would be just
groundbreaking.
Like,
that would get so many Academy Awards documentary stuff.
Like, PewDiePie goes to Uganda?
That sounds like a fucking, like, what are those movies where it's, like, it's this guy's
Ernest?
In this Reddit. Yeah, Ernest.
Ernest goes
to Uganda.
Did they ever find those kids? Or are they still missing?
What? No, dude.
What are you talking about? Do you remember
Ernest?
Oh, the girls?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, in Uganda, like, a bunch of kids got kidnapped. Like, that's where the invisible children is.
Oh, yeah. Like, okay. I don't.
Dude. And then the guy, he ended up going to San Diego and jerking off in San Diego. South Park did a whole thing.
Oh, the Coney thing.
Yeah, Coney 2012.
Yeah.
Can you believe that was 4 years ago? Holy shit.
Can you believe that he fucking jerked off in the streets he was high on cocaine?
I would too if I had that money. Just kidding. I would never do cocaine, kids. Don't do that. It hurts your brain.
I'm genuinely curious. Like, what? Like, how do you get to, like, Dirk's point? Like, what brings you all the way to that point?
I don't know.
I think just unfortunate circumstances.
Yeah. Life is crazy, man.
A bit of bad luck, a bit of bad decisions.
The 80s were crazy.
Yeah. Well, I honestly do believe that some people, when they're born, they're just not given the opportunity because of their parents, because of where they were born, the location, the people they're around. Life just, it doesn't have it out for them. They're just put in the circumstances. Mm-hmm. It's like a puzzle. Some puzzles are beautiful, but some puzzles just aren't satisfying. Yeah. And I just don't feel like his life came together in a satisfying way, unfortunately. It's nothing, maybe it has nothing to do with what he did. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it just worked out like that. Like, because life has to work out like that. There has to be poor people for there to be rich people.
Yeah, there's a balance in life. One time I was talking to this girl, she's like Asian, and I was talking about like, I was just like joking about how I was like, yeah, I was adopted and my parents don't love me, and I was just like being an asshole. And then she was like, oh, I was actually adopted from China by an old white couple. And I was like, that's cool. She's like, yeah, I grew up in Burbank. Had they not adopted me, I was probably be sold into prostitution. And I was like, holy shit. Like, that's crazy. Dude, I wonder what she's doing.
Dude, you know what I just thought of, Ryan?
What?
I know how we're going to get this channel big.
Yeah.
We're going to get our video camera.
Yeah.
We're going to go film ourselves going up to Dirk, and we're going to give him a plastic bag with two cookies and a water bottle and $5 and film ourselves giving it and slow it down and put some inspirational music and upload it to YouTube.
Can we put some sad music, like sad like fucking piano music instead?
Who fucking did that? Someone did that where they...
Bunch of people
A million YouTubers did that.
Yeah, where they
look, I'm helping,
funny.
I'm
it's
helping.
The prank channel. So
yeah,
like,
the prank channels would go to like give homeless people like a dollar.
And they fucking slow it down and shit and put the music...
That's so crazy. Like, I wonder how people think like that. Like, I don't know. I'm afraid to do videos outside.
The videos that make me mad are the people that are like, they give a homeless guy like $20 and then they follow him to be like, oh, let's see if he's going to spend it on alcohol. And like, if they spend it on alcohol, they're like, hey, I gave you that $20 and I told you to spend it on food. It's like, You gave him the money. Gave him the fucking money. He can spend it on whatever he fucking wants to. It's his goddamn life. Yeah. Who are you to say, oh, you should go purchase a fucking water bottle? His life is probably sad. His life is probably sad.
Let him get his booze. Let him get his spirits.
Drink on.
I mean, awesome. Like, you get to go home to a nice fucking bed. Of course you're going to be like
and a million YouTube subscribers.
So
yeah. So
fuck off with that bullshit. Judging homeless people for what they decide to buy with money you gave them, so it's their money now. Like, come on, you don't like if I gave you a gift card for your birthday, I'm not gonna follow you around and make sure like, you spend it on what I want you to spend it on.
Like, get a private investigator to tail me to Target with binoculars and shit, and watch what I buy, and like, and then you're gonna call me up and be like, dude, like, I gave you that gift card, and you bought, you fucking bought this.
I make a video about it.
It's like Cheaters. Did you guys ever watch Cheaters?
Yes,
I loved Cheaters.
Holy shit! When
it was
I was
so much fun to watch,
dude. When I was a kid, I didn't have cable, and whenever I would stay home sick from school, like, the shows that would be on would be like Steve Wilkos and Mari and like The Price is Right and Cheaters. And
Steve
I would watch
Wilkos, dude. Didn't he always throw a chair? Or
yeah,
some
dude.
Shit?
He'd be like, "Get off my stage!" And throw a fucking chair.
Damn.
Dude, I loved him, except all that shit's probably fake, though.
Oh, yeah.
All of it is.
Well, because, like...
It's still fun.
That silence, that dead air.
Where did that come from?
Isn't it illegal to have dead silence on radio or something?
Something like that. I actually was in a college radio where I learned how to talk. And they were like, yeah, if you have dead air, then...
To learn how to talk.
Did you not know how to talk until you were in college?
It took me a while, actually. Before I... Oh, my God. Pre-2010 me, I found videos of me from, like, 2008 to 2000. I fucking want to slap myself in the face.
Dude, I feel the same way, Frank. Yeah. Like, I have a whole YouTube channel. I have, like, 8 YouTube channels that exist that people don't know about.
Yeah, me too.
But I've shown Ryan before, but it's, like, these YouTube videos of me when I was in middle school. So many different channels with so many videos on each one, and I pray to God that people don't find them. People know about my old one, like my main one I used, but I had sub ones that went off of that.
Yeah.
And that's actually where the Kids with Problems channel came from. I made it for
He's a kid with problems.
It was like a little web series I wanted to make with my cousin back in 2009. So.
Aliens, like, if aliens were real, they'd fucking come down and zap us.
I didn't... Believe me, Ryan, there was no swearing back then.
God was going to smite you down if you said ass, shit, fuck, or cunt.
Shh, Ryan, stop. You still might.
You never know.
You never know.
My old channels are just me fucking singing for people.
That's
like,
you fucking.
Yeah, that's what I heard. My old channel is just me fucking people.
Yeah, it's
me fucking singing people.
It happens.
Me fucking people while
just
they sing.
On, just don't, whatever you do, kids, don't go on xtube.com/FrankJeffC. XXIII.
What?
Yeah,
what's
20,
on there?
23.
What?
What?
What's on there?
Can I Google this right now?
No, don't.
What?
Do you have do you have real porn videos, Frank?
No, I don't.
Did you make real porn videos?
I didn't.
Hold on.
Well, now I want to look it up.
Wait, no, what site was it?
Nothing.
Okay, wait. Frank,
do you want us to cut this out of the podcast?
Maybe.
Dude, did you and your girlfriend? Did you and your girlfriend make some porn, dude?
I don't know.
Oh, gee. Guys, we have a porn star on the podcast
today. I just block out those memories.
I typed in Frank Jobsy XIII.
And nothing comes up.
And it comes up with something where you said, I was feeling really emotional over these spicy, and then it ellipses. And I don't know what you were so emotional over. Spicy what?
Beets, probably. You know, I get
like the mean. Vegetable, like they were spicy beets.
Oh, so you
said you put fucking sour cream on beets, didn't you?
No, it was sour cream on plums. Basically, when I was watching Courage the Cowardly Dog,
yeah,
and they made sour cream and plums, and I thought it was like a. I didn't realize that the joke was just it was just fucking disgusting. But I thought it was a real recipe. I'm like, I'm gonna try that. So I fucking my parents were home, and I put a plum in the oven, and then put sour cream on it, and I ate it.
Because Courage the Cowardly Dog is fucking sponsored by Rachel Ray.
Is it really?
No.
Oh, it got canceled like, because there was a...
It's like
there
too
was,
scary, right?
Yeah, no, it
oh,
wasn't
I love
too scary.
The show, though.
They canceled it because one of the last episodes
Give
implied a homosexual relationship between two women characters. It was a cat who was in an abusive relationship with a strong dog, and she leaves with her lover who happens to be a girl fox because they both had eyelashes. And because it was implied homosexual relationship on Cartoon Network in the mid-2000s, they canceled it.
What?
Yeah.
Wasn't there this whole thing where they were supposed to bring it back?
Yeah, but I don't know what happened with that. They brought back Powerpuff Girls, and that shit looks horrible.
Oh,
no,
God.
I saw a video of it, and it's like, they're like...
They beat up a men's
They're
rights.
Like, what? It's like, I can't even. And like, they're like, can't even. Oh, like, she legitimately, like, literally can't even.
And then the one then they like, start Bubbles twerking.
Yeah, they like the Powerpuff Girls start fucking twerking. And then they go, and then there's the other episode where they go up against a, they quote it as it's a fucking a menemist or whatever.
Did, wait, but do they like, really fight just, a menemist?
No, it's just some fucking lumberjack dude. I'm a man. I have a beard, and I'm gonna make this Dimmesdale. What? It's not Dimmesdale.
That's fairly, it's fairly odd, parent.
Yeah, I don't know. What is Powerpuff Girls City?
Townsville.
Towns. That's fucking.
Is it really Townsville?
I don't know.
I love that. Like the old Powerpuff Girls, I thought was good.
Yeah. I got the movie on VHS from the.
Watch the movie every day.
A Valentine's Day gift from Dale.
Well, since we're on the topic of emails, it's around the time where I get so many people wanting me to DJ their prom, and I don't know how I feel about
it. Dude, fuck YouTube. Go DJ some proms.
I've been kind of... They're giving me pretty good prices, but I don't know how to do it, because I don't know what type of... I would want to, like, fucking troll it and just play, like, songs and be like, tits, ass, ass, ass. Like, I have so many just ghetto house songs where it's just tits and ass everywhere. Like, I think his name's DJ... What was his name?
Tits and Ass. DJ no. Tits and Ass.
DJ Assault. He released so many songs that were just like, ass, titties, ass and titties. Yep. And it's like, boop, 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 boop.
I first heard that song in this, like, Will Ferrell movie he did with Zach Galifianakis called The Campaign.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, the kids is like, kids, listen to your music. And the kids put on the headphones and it's like, ass and titties. Ass and titties.
I actually sampled that for Anthony Fantano once, and he was like, you have to take out the ass and titties.
Dude, I just remembered something. From my senior year prom in high school, they sold too many tickets, and like they reached maximum capacity. Because people like got tuxes and paid for prom, they like wouldn't leave. So the guy, this is who they got to DJ prom. His name was DJ Kyle, and like he was just this middle-aged white man who just like pressed a play button on a Spotify playlist, and basically like because we reached maximum capacity, he turned off the music and refused to play it until people left. So literally everyone left prom and. Everyone got refunds, and it was such a fucking nightmare. Damn. And I got sick that night, so I went and passed out in my car. And just I was just downtown Charleston, just laying in the backseat of my car.
That sounds sad. I didn't go to my prom.
It was awful.
I went to both my junior and senior prom. I don't really have like any big stories. They're pretty normal proms, except for my senior prom, I was the only one, because I wanted a gray tux, because I thought they looked cool, but on me, I looked like a fucking clown.
But that looks like something like you would go to your grandpa's funeral.
Oh my god, a gray tux? Your grandma's a lesbian.
Really?
Yeah, but she won't come out, but what? We all know I'm fucking with her. Never mind.
Wait, how do you know?
It's just something that we all inherently just know.
Okay.
Like each time I see her, it's like...
Like it's an instinct to know.
Yeah. It's like, it's just like a little like radar, and you're like a gaydar.
Yeah.
Dude, I
actually took a picture of her flipping me off once, and I was going to make that an album cover because it looked really absurd, but I don't know.
Dude, my grandma, like in contrast, my grandma just lives in a little trailer from like the 1950s in like Picket Post, South Carolina. And goes for walks around Walmart for exercise. So,
really?
Yeah.
Nice. I like Walmart. I like going to Walmart because it's so fucking just consumerism.
There's no Walmarts in L.A. Like, where
you have to
are
go,
the...
like, more towards, like, where, like, there are houses and stuff.
I saw one time on the way to Valencia, and that was it.
Oh, where'd you guys go? Six Flags?
No, we were filming some stuff.
Oh, we should go to Six Flags.
Dude, like I would love to go to Six Flags. It.
Six Flags is like Disneyland, but 10 times better because the rides are faster.
Oh, dude, I love fast roller
There's
coasters.
There's more ghetto people, though, from what I've heard. Disneyland mean, is like very like, oh, middle class.
What's
like,
ghetto mean?
Like
define ghetto, Frank.
Like if you cut in front of them, they'll say shit and probably beat you up. Whereas like in Disneyland, everyone was like...
No, you get the moms who will say stuff. My mom was
excuse
one of
me, my son wants to ride this ride.
Everyone's the same. They just go about things in different ways.
Exactly. Yeah. Some people shoot people and some people just...
Some people shoot people.
Some people shoot people and others just shoot people.
Yeah, other people just leave passive-aggressive comments in the YouTube section for me to read throughout the day.
And how powerful people are in the comments section. They type a sentence on their keyboard, just, big man on campus now.
I know, it's like, it's a weird ego boost, like, especially people that, like, give me, like, shit for, like, the randomest stuff. Like, my last video...
Ryan! Fuck! I was wondering why you were, like, climbing up on the couch towards the microphone.
Oh my god!
We're...
Why would
we're like 20s. We're in our 20s and we're cracking up at Ryan Farty.
This is something you needed to see, people. Like, yeah, it sounds funny.
Like, you just see me, like,
I was wondering what you were
this.
Doing.
Just picture this. They're talking. I'm sitting over here, like, trying to, like, wriggling my way up onto the couch to get my asshole in line with the mic. That's your mic from now on. I'm not.
That mic needs to be fucking. You need to put something on it.
I've sanctioned it. It's mine.
Yeah, it's definitely.
You marked it as yours.
You marked it as your territory. Congratulations on your mic.
All right, guys. So that I think that's a nice little place to end this episode of the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, please thank our very lovely guest star, Frank Javsi.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. He has a wonderful YouTube channel under the same name. The link will be in the description. He makes cooking videos and videos on music and vaporwave and all sorts of fun little shit. So go check out his channel.
Thanks. And on top of that, he's a beautiful person.
Oh, he's a beautiful
person. He's a wonderful person inside and out.
You guys are too.
Definitely inside. But guys, if you enjoyed this, give it a like, give it a thumbs up, add it to your favorites, spread it around. As more episodes come out in the future, we will get, you know, better with the way it sounds and our format, and it's just gonna be a fucking good time. Yeah. So tune into those.
Yep, and make sure to leave your favorite memes in the comment section below.
Absolutely,
I will read that shit. I read all of that shit.
Absolutely. So go subscribe to Frank. Give him a few kisses for us. And any last words, boys? Okay, see you guys next week.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.